Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you can be with us. This is my third program dealing with the coronavirus, the C virus, the Chinese virus, crisis and coverage. And I want to alert you to the fact that this upcoming segment, I pre-recorded this a little earlier. So When you hear me refer to hydroxychloroquine, the hydroxychloroquine story, there have been some updates, some changes. There's been some negative press. Some studies that indicate that there could be problems. It could be problematic for certain specific groups. And again, I want to caution each and every one of you that every drug has its side effects. Every drug is not one size fits all for all individuals. And so consequently, no matter what the drug is, there could be some issues for some people. But that is a decision that is made with the doctors, in consultation with doctors, and of course, an informed patient. And so because Trump and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity and various others promoted this, and to some degree, I guess, still do. And I still do, because it did produce terrific results for some patients, and it did save some lives. And so I'm not a total downer on this. However, I think that all drugs should be looked at and studied in such a way that how might it impact, or what import might it have for me based on my health history and based on any issues that might correspond with that particular study or two. So with that said, you're going to hear to some degree my earlier analysis of the drug. And then we're also going to talk about other drugs, other therapies, and more importantly, just overall general coverage and of this crisis and how we are being constrained and contained. And I have to say that what I'm going to get to later in the program is the politics of peddling and pandering of pandemics. And it really is our plight as it relates to the pandemic and freedom as a nation, the freedom of the individual, and the state versus the individual. So let's jump right into these reports of this week's program. If it wasn't for Trump, how would we know about hydroxychloroquine? I mean, this anti-malaria drug has shown incredible success. And yes, every drug should be looked at with an air of skepticism. And that if you look at the broadcast news channels, the cable news channels, who are the major sponsors? The big pharma. And how many side effects do they usually list for each drug? A ton. And I'm someone that relies tremendously on diet, nutrition, supplements, herbal, and natural remedies. I would have to say that if I came down with this, I would be in praise of Trump because of bringing this to the attention of our country, of the medical establishment, of the hospitals, and the world at large. Because even a Dem legislator in Michigan said that Trump helped save her life because she brought this to the attention of her doctor. The doctor knew that he had the medical approval to do so, but it's up to your doctor if he decides that he feels, based on your condition, based on his comfort level as it relates to the drug, whether he will allow for the administering of the drug. But Dr. Oz and others have said that it has been highly effective, even though there were not precise clinical trials as it relates to this drug for this particular purpose, but now there's much more evidence, medical evidence, in terms of success, in terms of results, that you don't need long and drawn out clinical trials, although there have been some limited trials. Quite frankly, Trump putting his pedal to the metal with this drug, mentioning some other drugs, getting a lot of the testing kits and ways of speeding up the testing. If it wasn't for Trump, the private sector involvement, this would not be happening. You know, we'd be sitting around just letting people die without any hope and without any legitimate and potentially life-saving treatments. So we have to applaud the president, because I don't know of any other man or woman that looking at past presidents, looking at the current crop of candidates over the last few years, that would have taken on the FDA, taken on the medical czars, that would have taken on Big Pharma, and actually brought to our attention, even with skepticism, with criticism, with scrutiny, and with even harassment, if you will, and with ridicule, with scorn. And so thank you, Mr. President, for helping us in so many of these ways, because it has made a huge difference. But the hydroxychloroquine, I think if you're someone that is affected by this, bring it to the attention of your doctor. I think it really is a way to go. Of course, I've talked about immune boosting, supplements, diet, all these things should be factored in. But in the meantime, at least there is a treatment method that is yielding this results. And so it's something that we have to certainly consider. So I think Trump is making the right moves at the right time. Okay, here is another drug that apparently is yielding even more favorable, even more positive, successful results, and that's Gilead's the antiviral drug remdesivir. Apparently, it has now gotten emergency approval by all the government agencies, meaning the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It's the first authorized therapy for COVID-19. The data released this week from a trial by the NIH, National Institute of Health, in the U.S. showed that remdesivir reduced hospitalization stays by 31% compared to the placebo group. Previously, it was only available to patients enrolled in clinical trials. So now the FDA authorization allows for patients hospitalized to be treated with such, of course, with doctor's approval. And Gilead is donating a lot of doses free initially. They did not disclose how much it's going to cost on a routine basis. Remdesivir, which previously failed as a treatment for Ebola, is being tried against COVID-19. Because it's designed to disable the mechanism which certain viruses, including the new coronavirus, make copies of themselves and potentially overwhelm their host and their immune system. In a study of more than 1,000 patients sick enough to be hospitalized, Gilead Sciences' remdesivir shortened the time of the recovery, as I mentioned earlier, by 31%, 11 days on average versus 15 days for those just given usual care, officials said. And the drug may also be reducing deaths as well. Here's what Dr. Anthony Fauci had to say. I call him Grouchy, but Fauci, whatever. And then there's always Lady Scarf. What it has proven is that this drug can block this virus. This will be the standard of care, and any other potential treatments will now have to be tested against or in combination with this drug. And furthermore, Fauci went on to say, and many of you probably have already heard some of the quotes during the White House briefings, based on the results of the drug, this is what he stated. It offers a clear-cut, significant positive effect, shortening the time to hospital discharge by 4 days. By comparison, antiviral drugs for the flu shorten illnesses by about a day on average, and only when started within a day or two of symptoms first appearing. And it also showed in the study that there were less deaths, 8% versus 11.6, nearly 12% by the comparison group. So anyway, this particular drug, even Dr. Fauci, Dr. Grouchy, Lady Scarf probably as well, they are in concurrence with the fact that this is a significant step in the right direction for those that are infected and impacted adversely. There are many asymptomatic folks walking around. There are many that had very mild and less significant symptoms. So it's still affecting a very, very small, very minute population within the entire population of this country and the world at large. So there you go. A little more hope and another drug in the arsenal. And I have to say, if Donald Trump didn't put the pedal to the metal, the FDA and the other medical agencies and czars would not have a pedal to the metal. And there would be much longer and more delayed clinical trials, and certainly no emergency use. There would not be partnership with the private sector and with these and with the medical establishment to do more and to do it more quickly or more expeditiously. And so Donald Trump and Vice President Pence have played a significant role in offering hope and offering drug therapies that have seemed to have played a role for many, which is a good thing. Now, I would like to see more nutritional. I would like to see, more naturopathic rather than allopathic means and methods. But nevertheless, that is not in the wheelhouse of Donald Trump. Of course, he's going to push for the vaccines. And we know the undoctor, meaning he's not a doctor, Bill Gates, who has a lot to gain with his relationship with vaccines. So I'm always suspect. And quite frankly, with the mutations and with the variety of these viruses and flus that are always being introduced into the world and affecting to some degree certain populations, that no vaccine is going to be a one-size-fits-all. No vaccine is going to be the cure-all, and it's going to just, immunize and totally protect us, because it's just impossible, impractical, and nonsensical. More to come, hold tight. Right back, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. And I did a pre-recording not too long ago, the material I'm adding to this particular show and podcast. How and when would Trump make the decision to encourage the reopening of our country? And I felt it would come sooner than later, and it did. Working up to that, he shared some of his reasoning and how he would come to that decision. But I will be going back in time in a moment, but I do want to fast forward. And although this was a few days ago, Trump talked about liberate, and he had it in all caps, bold, you know, uppercase, and in quotations, and he tweeted it, and he was encouraging, actually, or at least showing encouragement and support, backing for those that want to go back to work, those that want to start returning to a normal life, not the new normal, and those that were standing up to the Democrat machine, the Democrat established totalitarian regime, and these governors, these mayors that have overstepped their bounds constitutionally, ethically, morally, and commonsensically, which is really quite shameful. And I mean, talk about a power grab and talk about a control seizing absolute, complete, and total, utter control over the lives of its state citizens and those that reside. And it's astonishing to me how long this has gone on. And yes, people are beginning to rise up. People are standing up. People are taking back their power and exercising their constitutional God-given rights. And I applaud them. I'm almost surprised it didn't happen sooner. And I like the fact that we have a president that is willing to side with the people and to side with the Constitution and side with doing the right thing. The liberate tweets, to me, to my liking, I say two thumbs up. And I'm deeply and profoundly appreciative of this president and the fact that he is willing to speak up and speak out for us, meaning us within the United States, and putting America first. So even though the mayors and the media and the governors, of course, these tiny tyrants, and they are tyrants, these are czars, these are demagogues, they are out of control. So I just wanted to point out that I felt like the beginning of May, we were going to see a change in the way Trump addresses things, in the way Trump, you know, executes in terms of a national strategy. And essentially what he's doing is encouraging the people, encouraging the localities, the cities, the states, put the pressure on to make the decisions that's best suited for their particular wants and needs. And quite frankly, I'm more encouraged now that there's an active populace and citizenry that goes beyond the sheeple and wanting to just be fleeced and controlled and continue in a docile and flaccid state. And so I'm highly encouraged, and I'm, you know, very appreciative of those people, whether it's the salon owner in Dallas, Texas. There's other places throughout the United States that have been seized upon, that they allow for the early release of dangerous and violent prisoners, not just first-time offenders, not just nonviolent, not just short-termers, but they're willing to imprison, to jail those individuals that are standing up for their livelihoods, that are trying to put food on the table, that are trying to be productive and law-abiding, law-abiding meaning that they're not harming anyone's person or property, and that they have good intentions, and they're exercising their free will, God-given, constitutionally protected rights. But nevertheless, we do have these tiny tyrants that are seizing every moment to take control over the lives of our good citizenry. And so I'm just so exuberant over the fact and so appreciative of the fact that there are little guys and gals, the common man and woman, that are exercising their rights, taking back their power. To me, that's much more patriotic than someone just sitting around and watching Netflix and gorging on pizza pies and the Cuomo brothers putting on their little shindig there in the Big Apple, and whether it's staging, you know, whether it's staging the ouster from the crypt, meaning the basement that was fully staged, a complete sham that CNN's Cuomo came out of quote-unquote quarantine. Yeah, how about his roid rage at the biker that sees him out, you know, socializing outside his home, and then he's denouncing Trump, and he's denouncing the average person about wearing a mask and about social distancing, when in fact Cuomo was doing no such things in his own lives. And then he goes ballistic, and it's not the first time that he's lost his temper with an average Joe or Jane, whether it be in a restaurant outside his home. And then his brother, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, he's now having to explain himself as to why did he put so many sick and infected seniors back into nursing homes and accepting them into nursing homes, whereas the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, did things a lot differently in terms of protecting the vulnerable, protecting the elderly, protecting those with pre-existing conditions. And I think that there's going to be an analysis, there's going to be a reckoning that in terms of performance and what succeeded and what did not. All this wanting to protect lives when they're not protecting the most at risk and the most vulnerable is a total sham, a total shakedown, a total scam at epic proportions. So yeah, so we're being liberated or self-liberating with a president that is backing us. Could he do more to help liberate? Yes. But the fact of the matter is that he is encouraging the resistance and the rebellion in a peaceful way. And of course, you're always going to have a few radicals that have to take it to the more extreme. But 99.9% of those that are resisting, those that are protesting, those that are rising up, are doing it for the right reasons at the right time, and I applaud them. So this is what Trump had to say as it relates to how he's going to make his decision. He says he'll use fact and instincts when deciding to push for U.S. to reopen. Again, facts and instincts. I actually think that's pretty good. Now, when he had said earlier about certain medical studies, which actually he was right, he was saying how he felt. But instincts, I lead a lot by my right brain, my instincts, my gut feeling, my intuition, you know, being led by the spirit. So I relate to that very much. But I also do a certain level of contemplation and research. So I don't be led askew if in fact what I'm sensing or feeling might not be predicated on the facts and the information. So I applaud you, Mr. President. I think that's very good. And I can almost assure you that in some way, shape, or fashion, Trump will call for the reopening in large part, or at least in some part, of major aspects of our economies, of the workforce, of the American way of life. Yes, it won't be completely wide open, but I do believe that we're pretty close. And I think that you're going to get a huge announcement and something that I think will help reelect the president. Count on it. Now, Trump also says he's going to convene a council focused on reopening the country. So I applaud him. I think that using facts and your instincts as it relates to decision making, having a council that'll be made up or probably comprised of people from science and medicine, in the health field, and also people that are economists and social scientists, and those that are realizing that there is an impact so widespread, so devastating, so annihilating, that it's almost, if we go too much longer, you're not going to get the rebound, and you're not going to get the recovery. It's going to be irreparable damage. Life has changed in so many ways, and in future shows I'm going to get to that as it relates to a lot of things that I've noticed, a lot of things that I have come to discover in the media and in business and in social life and society and family and faith. And the fact is, how can we keep churches and synagogues and mosques and various other spiritual and religious related institutions and people of faith from being able to practice their faith? And we're not talking about just in a high-tech virtual sense. And also, how long can we keep families apart and friends and people that work together and people that just simply socialize and just, you know, our whole fabric of society, you know, our social, financial, religious, every particular societal institution and underpinning has been under siege with these medical models, not so accurate, and with these medical czars, not so accurate. And thankfully and prayerfully, there have been less deaths than the models predicted. Curves are flattening sooner rather than later. We now know with greater specificity that 90% of the hospitalizations have people that, whether it be age or ailment related, but there are other health related and age related complications that are having the most devastating impact. So yes, there should be a selective and specific response as it relates to those that are vulnerable, those that are currently infected, those that are likely to infect others. And so we got, it's not the general population. It's very specific populations. And the fact is that I applaud the president for, I believe is doing a pretty good job under an extreme amount of pressure and under extreme amount of scrutiny. And I think that you're going to see this president reelected.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
And welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Program, Tom Donahue Show. Continuing on with the subject at hand, which is affecting and infecting all of us, either physically and or virtually, in total nation and worldwide lockdown, shutdown. But there are some countries that are actually using some common sense, and that might surprise you to learn. Turkey is one that is not allowing for the complete shutdown. But when you're looking at the C virus, and that's what I'm calling it with the capital C, remember what the big C used to be for cancer? And I do know it's an infectious disease, but we now know that 90% of those hospitalized have other health-related complications, and I've quoted those the studies that come from the CDC. So we need to narrow the focus. We need to be more selective. We need to use more common sense. And it reminds me that so many of the medical establishment, the big pharma, the medical czars, the medical schools, they love therapies that destroy everything in the body, and then you have to try to rebuild it. And that's why when so many people are on antibiotics, and you're destroying the healthy bacteria, the immune building and boosting bacteria, and your immune system in general and at large, they seem to think that's a good way to go. And so that's the kind of medical model that's being imposed on the world. More specifically our country. You just devastate, you destroy, you annihilate everything. And then, then we'll rebuild with a heavy dependence on government. And the other thing, beyond this annihilation and devastation, as it relates to the economy, as it relates to lifestyles, as it relates to just living on planet Earth in general, is that we have this trial run for more pandemics in the future. And when they do have a Biden in there, or they have, you know, another political hack or stooge that is dutiful to the New World Order, to the global order, the dark order, the power elite, the power brokers that run the world, they will have complete and total lockdown long term. And then there'll be, everybody will be chipped and everyone can be scanned. And now we know that Google and various other high tech companies, are stepping up and saying, oh, we can help you with tracking and monitoring of the population so that they are in compliance with social distancing. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Big Brother, Big Sister, Big Pharma, Big High Tech. We appreciate that, at the altar of high tech. You always have to say, is follow the money. Where are the political and financial gains to be had? Who actually gains from this? And then we start to realize that there's something not quite right here. Something that's not in the natural order here. As in, like, something that's contrived. Something that has been conspired and cooked up and then propagated. And we're not talking about just the disease itself. You know, whether that escaped from a bio lab, whether it was by design. And then Bill Gates, he loves, vaccinate everybody for everything. And while you're at it, why not just, you know, lobotomize everybody? Why don't we just reprogram everybody? Not just track and trace and monitor. But yeah, let's just deprogram and reprogram. So yeah, I'm not trying to make light of the seriousness of this particular disease. The pain that's being inflicted on everybody unnecessarily. And then, of course, you have Easter and you have Passover and you have various other holidays, more to come, because we have a lot of religious and man-made holidays. And life has been completely altered in many respects, not necessarily needed. And so now we're going to have a society and an economy that's been completely devastated. I mean, you know, we're talking about total wipeout, complete annihilation. And then it needs to be rebuilt. But guess what? It's being built on more financial burdens, meaning this debt implosion, explosion, exponentially, the way it's going to, at some point, be registered, and it will affect us all, because we're not going to have a year of Jubilee. We're not going to have financial forgiveness. Now, some of those businesses will be forgiven of loans if they do pay their employees, if they do keep them. But this whole thing, I mean, we have now adopted the Bernie Sanders model. And Trump is really a prisoner of the political system, the political swamp. Because, yeah, there's no other way that the economy could even breathe, even life support, if it wasn't infused with the fake money. And when I say the fake money, is it that you think that the Federal Reserve and the other central banks and the U.S. Treasury, do you think that they're just loaning something that was earned? No, this is just created out of thin air. But then there's going to be a price tag, and there's going to be a debt associated with this, and a repayment expected at some point. But obviously it's for enslavement. As the Bible says, the borrower is the servant to the lender. Yeah, so we become financial serfs. We become penniless peons. And these politicians are going to say, oh, well, you know, this debt, we have to work on paying back the debt. Well, who are we paying it to? And who actually earned that money to loan us that money? Nobody. So I truly believe that not just financial forgiveness for small businesses and companies that are making sure that their employees and the workers get a slice of the pie, they get paid because it wasn't their fault that they have been furloughed, laid off, fired, or just simply out of work. But I truly believe the only way out of this financially, beyond the fact that Trump will, on a federal level, at least say he's going to try to give some kind of guidance that we can reopen the economy, that we can, many of us, go back to work. Although the control is still with the governors and the mayors, because even if Trump says that he presents certain guidelines, some of it through medical advisories, some of it through just financial wisdom and common sense, yet you're going to have the governors, in many instances, saying, no, you might be able to do that in Wyoming, you might be able to do that in Nebraska or Iowa, but not here in New York City, not here in Philadelphia, not here in San Francisco or Seattle or Los Angeles. So there's going to be a lot of places that are still in local and regional lockdowns and shutdowns. So but wherever Trump can help aid in the reopening and back to work and back to some normalcy in life will be greatly appreciated. So again, Mr. President, I'm glad that you've taken a more modest approach, a more sensible approach. You haven't taken full advantage of the national emergency and your declarations, and that you've allowed the governors and the mayors because really, how could you stop them from their overreach? But we're looking for that leadership come the end of April, beginning of May. And we really hope that Trump will be able to exert as much financial and political influence to reopen the country, to restart the economy, to help in the recovery and the rebound, which is so desperately needed. Right back, hold tight, more to come.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. Trump vows to rebuild the U.S. economy to honor the coronavirus victims and sees tremendous surge ahead, this is according to Fox News. How about all these models that were wrong in terms of forecasting how many deaths there would be? And you always hear flattening the curve and you know, all these different terms and all these different labels from Dr. Scarf and Dr. Grouchy. And I say Grouchy because his voice and just the way he sounds, Fauci, Grouchy, okay, whatever. I really do believe that these medical czars, and maybe, you know, again, I don't know them. And I don't know how much of a power grab there is. I don't know who they're actually representing, because at times you question whether they really do represent the well-being, the health of the nation, our health interests. I don't know. I think they're a little bit starstruck, and I think they're a little bit of that celebrity angle. And again, you know, Trump has been guilty of that too, of course, but then he was the big star in Celebrity Apprentice. But I think that having these press conferences and being able to have these daily health briefings is helping him. And I think that he's showing that he can be, at least when it comes to decision making, very sober and very sensible. Really appreciate the fact that he's not become tyrannical. He has not become dictatorial. He hasn't grabbed for more power. I mean, he's got it right there. Even the Democrats have given him full license, if you will, to lock down the nation, and Trump won't do it. And praise be God. I have to reiterate, if there was an Obama in the office, a Bush, a Clinton, a Romney, a Biden, we would be in total, complete, and utter lockdown, martial law, indefinitely. Absolutely. Would I be in frightful fear and dire dread? Yes, I would be. I did allude to the fact that Apple and Google are creating contact tracing and monitoring technology to fight the coronavirus spread. That's according to Reuters. And of course, it's been brought to light with some other news reporting on this. But yeah, so you've got Big Pharma, you got Big Tech, you've got Big Brother, you've got medical czars, you know, that are part of the medical complex beyond Big Pharma aspects, that are all wanting a piece of the pie that are in relating to control. And again, we have to look at who gains here, who profits. This has been a trial run, a test run, and most of the gerbils and most of the hamsters and the mice in these tests within our nation are fully rolling over and or asking if they ask for you to jump how high. And so it's scary, because when there won't be a President Trump someday, and there'll be another president, and there'll be another so-called pandemic or other reasons or rationales for shutting down the nation in martial law, the majority of society has already proved that they will comply, and there'll be little or no resistance. And now that we have the absolute documentable proof that 90% of the hospitalizations are those that have other health maladies, ailments, complications, which I covered in the prior segment. So if that's the case, now we know, and we know that the medical modeling it was inaccurate, and that I know Trump was pushed into this. I know that down deep Trump did not want to be complicit and cooperate with the demon Dems and with the medical czars and big tech and big pharma, but it is a political season and it is re-election, and we need President Trump for 4 more years. So these were all things that had to be factored in. A former New York Times reporter, he's even challenging the coronavirus narrative. So there are some people from the press or were in the press, the establishment, mainstream press, that are questioning the narratives. Here's an article from a few days ago. The CDC considers relaxing coronavirus guidelines, letting some Americans return to work. Who are they to say? Who put them in charge? I think Trump is getting a little bit peeved, a little bit miffed at the fact that these people are trying to, they feel like they should be the deciders. And Trump, he put it a little bit different way, the president did. And President Trump says it's the biggest decision in his life, and certainly his presidential life, on reopening the United States, as in like opening for business, back to business, back to work. But I have to say, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we wouldn't know about some of these alternatives as it relates to pre-existing medications that have proved to be extremely successful, that have saved many, many lives. Even Dr. Oz and others have stated so. And rather than having a gazillion clinical tests and tons of medical red tape, Trump has put pressure on the FDA. He's put pressure on even the private sector. He's done a lot of things to mobilize as it relates to choices and solutions. And I applaud you, Mr. President. The fact is, I think you've done a pretty good job considering all the factors that you've had to deal with. Quite frankly, it's almost a medical marvel that with all the people that surround him and his age, that he's not contracted the virus.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.